Virginia Wooster believes no child should go without. The Qualicum Beach business owner lives a life filled with compassion and dedication. A devoted mom of three and loving Nona to three grandsons, Wooster's daily calendar is full, running the successful Borealis Hair Bar and Champagne Boutique in town since 1997. She also finds solace in yoga practice, travel, cooking, walks on the beach and time with friends and family. And beyond that lies a true passion, her nonprofit organization, an initiative that began with Christmas hampers and evolved into a year-round effort collaborating with the Qualicum School District, a commitment that annually extends support to more than 100 area families. Wooster came to Qualicum Beach in 1996 from Vernon. A small town felt like a good place to open a business and raise a family, she said. It's such a beautiful place. I've had the support of the community, we've got the beaches, it's safe and lovely. She said giving back to that community is hugely important. I've been a single mom, struggling to provide for my children on my own and realize how tough it is, said Wooster. She initially began her charitable endeavor at Christmastime, adopting several families. Now, the District 69 Backpack Program operates throughout the year and has helped scores of PQB youngsters and their parents. The program provides a backpack of food on Friday afternoon that is full of meals and snacks for the weekend, ensuring every child returns to school on Monday morning fed and ready to learn. Read more. District 69 Backpack Program asks for donations to help feed PQB families. Wooster said the demand has increased coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's been a challenge, for sure, she said. So many things, the economy, fuel prices, the cost of groceries. Lots of people are feeling the pinch. Wooster said there can be a perception there isn't a huge need in affluent communities like Qualicum Beach. It's just not the case, she said. People think it's such a rich community, but poverty is everywhere. The cost of living here is so high, as much as $2,500 for a one-bedroom. People on minimum wage can't afford that. Many other factors come into play, said Wooster. People struggle for all kinds of reasons, she said. A mom can fall ill and need a help up for a few months. We're here. Before her programs, Wooster said some children came to school hungry and only ate what was available through their teachers or in school initiatives. That still happens, but now with our program we're starting to get on top of it, she said. Everyone should have food. It can be heartbreaking to see. The more we talk about this, the more families can reach out to us and get assistance. Candace Nickirk, secretary at Springwood Elementary School, has seen up close the importance of the backpack initiative. Since inception of the backpack program, I have had a front row seat to see the impact this program has had on families, she said. The ripple effect that this program has had on our community is endless. These children deserve to live in a home where they can have something to eat when they are hungry and not have to worry about rationing food. They deserve to live in a community that they know supports and believes in them no matter what their background is or what their current home life looks like. What Virginia has accomplished and provided for this community is so valuable, appreciated and precious. It gives people hope, a chance at something better, and that is priceless. Wooster said the many community connections she has made in nearly three decades in business are helpful, and said it's especially important to have women of influence in local business. Women are naturally nurturers, she explained. It's what we do. It's not that men aren't compassionate and don't want to be involved, we just look at things in a different way. Together, we can all work as a team. Women having influence helps support other women, continued Wooster. It empowers them to make a change. A mom sees other women doing it, and it can give her a hand up so she can make the next step. We want to stand beside each other and work together. We have lots of amazing women, helping out of the goodness of their hearts. For information on the backpack program, visit www.district69backpackprogram.com. Call 250-752-1828 or email bhb2@shawcable.com.